This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our Monday, November 5th get-together, DJV time. I made it clear it was 7 past the hour. Now let me make
November
it clear that...
November the 5th! Wait a second!
What?
Wait, November the 5th. Victoria, I think there's something going on today. I can't remember what that is.
You know, I had something on my calendar, but it seems to have gotten erased. I don't know.
It got erased?
You know what...
Who did that?
Karen, well, do you have any idea what November the 5th, what is that? Nothing, Kara? Kara's dumped.
That's a mystery.
happy birthday, Dougie.
I'm just looking at all of the nice posts that I appreciate. I have a lot of friends, and they communicate in different ways. A lot of Facebook connections, a lot of people sending email. I don't think anybody, the only person who sent me a card was my daughter. Everybody else does it electronically from my friend Sandra Libman, who is a Heidelberger, Anne Marie Agner. I'm just looking at something from her. Barry Barton, wow. Paula Del Pret, Norma Schulman. It's nice to see some people that, you know, the world is full of folks that you can agree or disagree with. Herb Chasen, John Ackerman, Brian Thomas, Bobby Hepburn, John Walczyk, people who listen to the program who are friends that way, Javier Ceballos, Jack Lewis, who's a great guy, Robin Higgins, Jennifer Horn, happy birthday, Dougie.
Oh,
it's going to be a great year. Love you. Yes, I think that's true, Jennifer. Bud Williamson. But it's always what you make of it. Steve Feldman, thank you. John Bing, Joanna Hoffend, John Boots, Bill Phillips, some people from my high school and college days, Buzz Jackson, John Harper, who runs WMEL. Great guy. He's a fabulous guy. Beverly Hugo, who along with her husband are great friends. Diane Paolini, who along with her family takes great care of my little dog when I'm not here. Robin Kay and Charlie and Dennis and just it's
well,
neat to have people.
This is your first birthday with Daisy May, right?
It is my first birthday with Daisy May.
So what did she get you?
she's
little pupcake?
You know, it's interesting because I have her going to what they call doggy dates. They come to the house, pick up the dog, bring her to a play area, which happens to be on my farm. So it's not a long ride. And she's so social. She's getting, you know, when I got her, she could not walk. She'd been in a cage for 2 years and was completely the arthritis. It almost crippled her. So I just determined that she was going to get through water training, which I still am doing, and just activity on the farm, jumping around. She can now climb into the truck on her own. She runs around, tears around on the farm, and this group of doggy dates, she has the, you know, a lot of exercise running around, but because there's so much of it, she's so excited about the dogs, it affected her a little bit in terms of what, you know, how sore she was. She was limping around for the weekend, but she's much better this morning to the point when I just put her out for her morning wander. To have a quick check of reality. In other words, it was pee time, folks. You all have that with your dogs, right? She's looking at me, and she's running around. There's a big pile of leaves out by the back porch, and she tears into the leaves and rips them around. And so it's just kind of a nice... So that's the nicest present I could get from her, in fact, Victoria. Yeah. She's a very sweet little girl. So anyway, thank you for all... of the thoughts and wishes, very much appreciated. And I know there are a lot of other people whose names I haven't mentioned. Maybe I will a few more times. I don't like them. I do and I don't. You know, it's one of those things I can say I've had some fabulous birthdays, birthday parties. I think Jennifer, were you at? Did you come to the 50th party? Were you around? There was a
we had a big to-do.
I'm not sure where you were then at that point. You were about 12 years old.
I don't think I was with you. Yeah.
No, I don't think you were. I had one on the farm here. I measure it according to the people who created the event, and a lady named Deborah Cooper that I was seeing.
Oh yeah, that was before me. I think I was having lunch with you at that time, but as a child.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right.
I came around in the Kramer years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was there was a party. The Kramer years were here on the farm.
Kramer years? Like Seinfeld? Kramer.
No, Hillary Kramer was the lady in my life at that time. She's done fabulously well. She just sold. Some kind. She's a for people who remember or don't remember, or maybe you see her on television a lot. She was able. She's very creative and very clever when it comes to the stock market, understanding the markets, creating stuff like we created a business together, which was the cause for a part of the drift apart, but it. It was recognition of her ability to do very well in that field.
I really do apologize about that one. She was upset because I texted Doug and she thought we were having an affair.
Yeah. Oh my God!
We were at a holiday. We stopped
for
breakfast.
We were not having an affair.
No, but she wanted to know who Jennifer was. As you had sent me something that was sweet, you were on a plane or something.
No, because I was stuck on a plane, and earlier that morning we had done a story about how people were getting, it was when people were getting stuck on a plane for 10 hours, and people were jumping off or ordering pizza or whatever it was, and so I had just finished a show, I think I was traveling with it, I was able to do it from a hotel room, and then I went and got on a plane, and we literally sat on the ground, I think, for about 7 hours, and so I texted Doug, because I was going crazy, I think I texted Doug and Rich, and said, oh, here I am, stuck on the ground, 7 hours and counting or something like that. And I think she thought I meant like 7 hours and counting to see Doug or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Right.
It was very bizarre.
So were you on the show at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were
on
Doug.
She was on
with didn't
me.
Know who you
she
were.
Knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
I thought
oh,
yeah,
so,
she knew
oh,
who
okay.
you were.
So, yeah. Wow. All right. Well, that's just psycho then. Doug seems to get a lot of these,
she
like, super
me, Victoria.
Jealous,
like. It was, like, Veterans Day or something, and I was, like, we'd gone back to bed early. We had, like, taken the last hour of the show off because it was a holiday, and I was in bed. My phone starts ringing and ringing and ringing. It's Doug, and I'm like, what is this? And it's a woman's voice. Who is this?
Oh, my God. Oh, are you, like, psycho? It's Jen.
Well,
I feel bad now that we've aired all your dirty laundry, Doug.
Yes, thank you very much.
I feel a little upset. I don't think it was all my fault.
It was not all your fault.
No, she's a psycho.
Even close to it.
I think it's pretty clear.
All right. So, having said all of that, thank you for the wonder of life. Thank you for, I think back this past weekend, I was thinking about my mother, actually, my father. They entered into what I was doing for an activity for the weekend. And as much as it, there were a lot of things, we all have them. We all come from dysfunction. It's just how you measure it. This is crazy. And Jennifer, you and I have had this conversation. I think your father and I have had this conversation about how people just, you know, sometimes can't get through or over their stuff. Doesn't mean they're not lovable.
My dad doesn't like to admit that everyone's crazy. You'll get from me that everyone is crazy.
Yeah.
And you match yourself up with the person whose craziness disturbs you least.
Well, maybe
that's really such a romantic way to look at things.
Yeah,
hi, Jeff.
Mad,
looking at
it?
You.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. Think about it. I mean, everybody's a little nuts. And I think we partner up with the people who either understand our level of crazy or who are like, eh, okay, whatever.
Well, sometimes like attracts like, sometimes opposites attract. I find it interesting as I learn more about myself what it is about me that people find lovable, likable, and then the other things that maybe I'm not aware of. There are a lot of things that we all kind of need to, if you really want to make a success out of, if you're talking about relationships, and I don't mean just relationships at work, I mean personal relationships, I mean relationships at work. Like our relationship is a very cordial, fun. We have a nice camaraderie. We have good chemistry together. We like each other. We enjoy. Look at the amount of time we spend with each other every single day. Who else do you spend hours and hours with every day? Well, Jennifer's got another goofball guy that she's on the air with.
But that's only, what, 2 hours, Jen? Or is it three?
No, it's three.
And then I have another goofball that gets another hour.
Yeah.
When I have my CRN goofballs, they get
Anyway, the bottom line here is thank you for paying attention to something that I don't much pay attention to. I have, but there were times when I had great celebrations. My 50th birthday was one. The 60th was one. I kind of, the 70th was a very close. There were just four of us, and it was a very nice, warm opportunity for me to celebrate as well in a different way than I had over the years. I remember my 40th birthday was a horror show, and I thought at 30. I thought my 30th birthday was the worst birthday of my life because I just gotten divorced, and it was just, I wouldn't know where the hell I was going, what I was going to do. I mean, I had it all, as far as work is concerned, it was swell. But, and then, you know, it's taken me
but
a long time.
10 years later, 40th was so bad then. You would think that would be good.
Because I'd spent the whole 10 years, and when I look back at the 10 years, I wondered, what the hell did I do with those 10 years? Because I was here, there, and everywhere. I had a good career going, but in my personal life, it was just a mess. I had never grown up. What I ought to have done from 20 to perhaps 30, I didn't do until between 30 and 40. So, and that, you know, it kind of, I was doing things backwards. Much as anything else. And I'm sure there are a lot of people listening that think the same thing. If only I could go back. But you know what? All those lessons were important to learn. And as you move ahead, you carry with you the things that you've learned, the people that you've loved. It's very hard, I think, for the average person to maintain a momentum. You love somebody, you get excited with them, you have them in your life, and then there's a reality, okay, this is life, and life isn't always going to be like it was when we were first feeling butterflies in our stomach. But yet, there's oftentimes, if you can find that, and I think, frankly, you and Lewis have the makings of that, Victoria. I can only hope for that, if that's what you want.
Oh, thanks.
The other thing is that you got to have what you want. Jennifer's found a nice guy. And if she has what she wants, if you have what you want, Carol will find a nice guy if that's what she wants. But whatever it is, you need to find what you want. You may not want to be with anybody. You may want to spend your life, you know, kind of by yourself. It's not as much fun because I think if nothing else, you share the good moments and maybe some of the other moments that we all, you know, we all have those good days and bad days. And it's nice to have somebody to share them with, I think, as much as anything else. I will read to you again that posting that I put on my Facebook page that I think has all to do with who I am, and maybe I posted it not by mistake on the day. The posting reads, "Let gay people get married. Let rednecks have their guns. Let atheists be atheists. Let Christians be Christians. America is all about freedom. Freedom to live your life as you please. So go eat a grassy, greasy burger, shoot your guns, praise Jesus, wish those two fellas next door a happy honeymoon. It's only when people force their way on others that problems begin. It never ceases to amaze me how many full-grown adults don't really understand that." And that's, because that really is, if there is a clearer philosophy of life for me, I don't know what it is. But that is, and I hope that's maybe becomes my birthday wish for all. Here's another wish that I have for you, and that is to have the ability to create a lasting impression with a beautiful white smile that you get from Power Swabs. Power Swabs available only on the phone, interestingly enough. Call 800-208-1797. Get the whitest teeth, inexpensive. Your teeth, your caps, your crowns, excuse me, everything you've got in your mouth will become whiter and brighter, and it's with this natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that you'll get it done. Stains are gone in 5 minutes. Snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. That's it. Coffee, tea, smoking stains, gonzo. Get them to disappear by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV show. They'll give you 50% off the retail. 800-208-1797.
Hunt hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Doesn't recognize the boss. Crank this up, Kara, will you please? Music time here on the DJV show. Victoria, Kara, and I with Bruce Springsteen. Interesting. Very interesting character.
Leave behind your sorrows. Let this day be the last. Well, tomorrow there'll be sunshine and sunshine.
Any of you think that the Bruce Springsteen songs that have become popular many times often sound similar? Is that just me?
Well, he's got his own style, for sure.
Yeah. The way he tells the story. This is, by the way, from the new Springsteen on Broadway album that's being prepared. Soundtrack album now available for pre-order, in fact. He's released an audio of this song, Land and Hope and Dreams, Land of Hope and Dreams. The album will be out the 14th of next month with songs and stories from his run at the Walter Kerr Theater. As many times I tried to get to see, I can't get into
hard.
The lottery.
Yeah. Yeah. I had two friends who went and they said it was just amazing. They were crying, they were laughing, they thought it was the greatest thing. So.
Well, I think he understands, he's an empath, and he understands empathy and understands how to tell a story.
Yeah.
The show is based on his autobiography, Born to Run, that book that you gave me.
Which I bought you and you didn't fully read.
Well, you don't know that. Over the course of the show, Springsteen shared a lot of personal stories with the audience, performs a lot of acoustic music like this. There's no band with him. He's just using his own guitar and his own instruments, right?
Piano. Yep.
Yeah. So on the album, every song is introduced by one of the stories that comes from his life. Springsteen on Broadway, available to watch on Netflix as well. The day after the show closes, December 15th, it'll be up on December the 16th. I was listening.
That's something I'm going to watch for sure.
Yeah.
You get to see the whole Broadway show.
Yeah, I would like to see that myself. I was listening last night in the car driving home from my seminar to an old Casey Kasem. You know, the old American Top 40 shows have been revived from the 70s and 80s that Casey hosted. They're just replaying them again on stations in which that music fits. And so I was listening to a show from the early 70s when Bruce Springsteen was just getting started to listen to him. I think he did, it was Born to Run, I don't remember, I think it was, may have been Born to Run. One of the early songs anyway. And when I hear him perform the songs today versus how he performed them 30 years ago, to me, they sound the same. He's been the best at capturing or being able to recapture the sound, not just of his voice, but the way the instrumentation works so that you feel right about it. It's the hit. It's the, you know, whatever it is that he brings, the joy, the presence. But he's got a fabulous gift. And so if you're a Springsteen fan, maybe you get this, or maybe you know somebody who is, get this for Christmas. I'm sure there's no coincidence to it coming out.
Probably not, right?
10 days before
Christmas.
They all
seem timed right for Christmas.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of Christmas, I want you to know that this is the week in which more radio stations will change their format to Christmas music. There already have been, I think we started a month ago, didn't we, talking about some silly station someplace that had already changed to Christmas music?
Yep.
But now if you want to get
Halloween.
Into... But, well, but yeah, it was way
they
before Halloween.
Before, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah,
it was
way
in
before
September,
Halloween.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, there was one I think that did change in September. So anyway, you get lots of great Christmas music. I will have some here and there as well. I can't get into the season though, Frank. Until after Thanksgiving, so you got to wait for that. Me, I'm a traditionalist that way. 28 after the hour.
I don't want to light this tree alone.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here. The new Cullinan, named for the biggest diamond ever discovered. This is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word to that caravan of Central American migrants from President Trump.
So turn back now, because you're not coming into the United States unless you go through the process. Turn back.
That's the president at a rally in Macon, Georgia yesterday, calling the caravan again an invasion and again blaming it on Democrats. Trump was in Georgia campaigning for Brian Kemp, who's running for governor. With Election Day tomorrow, latest polls do show a slight Democratic lead going into those midterm elections. The ABC News Washington Post survey finding 52% of likely voters favor a generic Democratic congressional candidate over a generic Republican. People in North Ogden, Utah are paying respects to their mayor, Brent Taylor, a U.S. service member who was killed in Afghanistan Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour, November the 5th, 2018. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJ V program. Victoria leads off here with yet another trending item that you need to know about, at least she think you need to know about.
There's no judgment. It's just trending. It's not trending. It's not my opinion. Right. It's just trending.
It is trending.
With that. Yes.
There. It's in our face.
There you go. So this is not great news. It's more retail news. It's from Lowe's this time. Lowe's, the home improvement stores, they're closing 51 North American stores, and they say that those locations are underperforming and that the decision will help them focus on the more profitable stores to overall improve the health of their portfolio. They're shutting down 20 stores in the U.S., 31 in Canada, and they said that the majority of those stores that they're going to be closing are within 10 miles of another Lowe's location, which could be part of the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would want to even open a Lowe's within 10 miles of another Lowe's.
Why you want to go to a Lowe's. I find them, I've said this before.
Oh, yeah, you don't like the signs are in Spanish.
At me. Right, no, I don't. I don't like the...
What about your birthday wish about live and let live and embrace everybody and all that?
I'm all for that.
Kindness.
I'm just telling you that. I'm interested in live and let live. I'm giving you my personal, not that it shouldn't be done. It's a way... I don't know. It just... maybe I'm too much of a traditionalist. I don't think I'm an I'm not an isolationist by any stretch of the imagination. But I do think that maybe it's because I confront more often than I think I need to, Victoria, people who I think when you're in business and you offer your services to the public and you go into a store, whether it's a restaurant or any kind of store, and they don't speak the language that you speak and yet they've invited you to come to their store to do business, it's, I don't know.
But Lowe's speaks English. You just don't like it that they also have Spanish written on the signs.
I think
that's really what it comes down to, and it kind of feels a little racist.
No,
every time you say it, it sounds that way.
That's it's easy for everybody to say, it's racist, this, that. No, it isn't. That's, you can say whatever you want. You can feel whatever you want. That isn't it any more than, okay, so how do we take this? Let's take this apart. The rabbi in Pittsburgh, Jeffrey Myers, delivered a very poignant sermon over the weekend, and in it he blamed politicians for the rise in hate speech across our country, a trend that certainly led to tragedy in his synagogue, and it's led to many tragedies in many other places.
Yeah.
I think we overdo at some point in time. It probably needs to be, if we are to succeed as a country, and this became a focus of part of my discussion with the group I was in over the weekend. What do we have that's so unique? What have we done that we can leave for not eternity, but certainly for when you look back at Greece, for example, look at what's left from their culture and the Romans. Not that there was, that there are plenty of things to not like about the Greek culture, the Roman culture, and other cultures, the Mayans. I mean, look around the world, and what are we leaving as a hallmark of who we are and what we are? And I think we can, I'm comfortable being a place where people have come to save themselves because the opportunity existed here. What bothers me and what brings me around to perhaps having a somewhat slanted point of view, as you have pointed out there, Victoria, is that I am troubled because it has become a little bit one way. And I maybe there's a two-way street there because the signs are in English and Spanish. Okay, so maybe that's my one little quirk. It's not racist. It's just that I'm sick of having to deal with people who don't respect the opportunity they have. There are plenty of Spanish-speaking people who come here and make great things of their life because of the opportunity that we bring. I have guys that have worked for me on my farm who are still around, a brother, a couple of brothers who have helped me greatly over the last 8 or 10 years, and they're great guys, and they understand how they have their culture, they have what they eat, they have how they live, and all of that stuff is swell. But they also understand how to sort of get along in American society. I don't mean by taking advantage of the system. They work hard, and they contribute to the system. And I think, unfortunately, maybe the news media is to play for, but I'm not. I think sometimes, because you have a strong personality, sometimes I back off my points of view because I don't want you to criticize me. And then I think, okay.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah, no, I think sometimes I do, because you're very strong. You have very, and that's one of the reasons you're here, is because you have strong opinions. But I think sometimes, rather than get into what might be perceived by some as an argument, I just let it go. And so to make a comment like, that sounds like a racist comment, that's how it is in your mind, and that's how you've grown up, and that's what you've been taught to think, or that's what you feel to think. And that's okay.
I'm not saying you are a racist, because I don't think you are.
I am the furthest thing in the world from a racist.
Right, but I'm saying that when you make that comment over and over about Lowe's having signs in English and Spanish, that does sound like a racist comment.
Okay, well,
and I don't understand. And I guess for me, I know that you're not a racist, so it's hard for me to understand what about that irks you so much that every time we mention Lowe's, you bring it up.
Maybe it isn't just Lowe's. Maybe it's going to a Starbucks or into a place of business that is supposed to be welcoming you, and I want to order something, and the people behind the counter don't understand me. And
I've never had that happen at a Starbucks.
I think it actually happened at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Here. I was thinking about Starbucks, however, though, because they are going to open 2,100 new stores. And what you just said about Lowe's, and then I was thinking Papa Gino's is a regional, you don't have them down in Delmarva, they're pretty much all in New England. Papa Gino's is a a local sort of pizza pasta joint that was actually started by my next door neighbor when he was a teenager. He and his wife, he was a pizza delivery guy, and he decided he would open a little pizza shop on his own, and it grew into a 265 store chain, and now it's even bigger than that. It was taken over by a bank, and they're going to close 20 or 25 stores for the same reason you just suggested. There are too many of not just Papa Gino's, but too many of these same type of stores. Pizza's very profitable. So there's a pizza joint on every corner, and it's reached a saturation point. There's just too much pizza pasta around, especially not only because there are too many of them, but also I have noticed definitively in my world that I live in here in Massachusetts and in California, that people really are getting more conscious about what they eat. Where they go to eat, not everybody, but more and more there are these businesses that are cropping up. Where I went to a restaurant last night that was on a farm, a farm that I almost bought about 10 years ago, as a matter of fact. The guy who bought it has created this restaurant, and every single thing that they serve at this restaurant is grown on the farm.
It's
fabulous. You know, everything that I was talking to the waitress about, the carrots that they had and where the meat came from and the fish. And, you know, fish didn't come from the farm. But you know what I'm saying. It's a food-to-table farm. And more people are going. The place was packed. Because more and more people are conscious of that as a way to live. And so, anyway.
Which is great. That's a good trend. And I'm sorry for places like Papa Gino's and things like that. But, you know, that's letting the market decide.
Yeah,
and
the market needs to decide. So is the market deciding with Starbucks opening 2,100 new stores, though, around not only America, but around the world?
Yep.
They have added 600 new stores in the most recent quarter. They have 29,000 Starbucks around the world. Wow, they opened 2,300 stores last year. The CEO says the company is focusing on our long-term growth markets in the U.S. and China. The two biggest markets are the U.S. and China. Revenue grew to $6 billion in the last quarter. Wow, that's a lot of damn coffee.
Well, you know, there's so much about Starbucks. You know, there are healthier options at Starbucks. People do like that.
Yeah.
People do like the coffee. The consistency is something. You can go anywhere in the world and know what you're going to get from Starbucks. And people like that. And that's, you know, it's McDonald's is the same way. Around the world, you know what you're going to get from McDonald's wherever you
are. Very consistent, yeah.
So,
consistent.
You know, the branding of it.
And that's what helps you make a national brand. You're right. That's very true, Victoria. That's how you build a national brand.
Do you guys want to move on to something fun? I think we've got a special guest on the phone who wants to say something to you.
Really? Is that so?
Oh. not the guest I was expecting, but...
Is that Butterball?
Identify yourself.
I just want to join all of you in wishing Doug Steffen a very happy birthday, the man who taught me everything I know about radio. He taught me how to talk like a duck. He taught me how to interview someone, ask a question, and answer it too for them. They don't answer it too well.
No, I learned that,
And he still does it well today.
Yes,
he taught me how to do one of the most important things in radio, like reading the school lunch menus. Take a listen to this little sample from a radio station that Doug worked at back in his little whippersnapper years in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
All right, answering them. All right, let's have our school lunch menu. Please, please stand at attention or sit at attention or lay at attention, depending on what you're up to at the moment. The Lower Deck Restaurant, I always start there if I can because they have such great values. The kids in certain programs in New Bedford are there at the old New Bedford High School preparing a great meal for people downtown every single day. For
isn't that
today.
Brilliant Bedford broadcasting? That is the finest example of broadcasting you'll probably hear today other than what Doug's doing now on the show. Right, Doug?
That was 33 years ago, you hot ticket. 33 years ago.
What was that? I'm so confused.
I was listening. I did mornings at a station that was in the Providence market after I had run a station in Boston for a couple of years and found out that I didn't want to be the boss. I went back on the air,
well,
and that was the first
like
gig. was the first gig that I had, and it was a very local. It was a fabulous, actually, little fabulous station and people that were there. I stayed in touch with all through my career. It was a neat, but I did a lot of local. So it wasn't unlike what I did. My first and longest gig at a local radio station was here in Framingham. When I remember, Bob, when I was on WKOX and WVBF from 1971 to 1983. You were digging the Duggar on FM 105. Yep, that's it. I was FM Douglas, and you've got probably some audio of that someplace.
Kara has some there. I don't know if she can find it quick enough, but it's called WKOX Rock Jock Doug. There's like three cuts there if you can find it. He worked at a radio station in the New England area in the same day, I think. You'd drive from 1 in the morning and then do the midday show. And then you'd drive and do afternoons, and then you'd do the overnight show somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, all different formats. One was, you know, the beautiful music station, WJIB, Boston.
I did, I was doing actually the announcing for the local end of the old NBC monitor down in Providence when that was going on. All right, Kara said she found another clip.
23 degrees in Framingham on FM 105. It's 8:31. You're listening to FM Douglas on a Saturday evening.
That was 1970.
Number one, top 40 stereo station, WKOX.
Not very tight on the board there, Doug.
No.
We worked together at a station.
Yes, we did. Bob and I have worked. Bob Kay, who's on the phone here, and I have been friends since 1968. We met at WBZ in Boston. He had me doing all
this. You met my wife?
Probably, yeah. I've known you longer than you've known your wife, however. Sometimes
exactly,
it feels like we're married when we have our arguments.
Office.
Yes. But to think back at some of the things that you and I experienced from that era of the 60s and into the 70s and how radio has changed in a manner of speaking and how we all sort of, I don't know, I had no expectations. You know, there were a lot of people who had these, I know what I'm going to do with my career. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew that I could manage to get on the air at some decent stations and do stuff. But I listened to that clip of me as FM Douglas and I think, my God, how sloppy. I was.
Well, I agree with Victoria. She said that she couldn't even recognize you, and I was going through and listening to some. You sound so different than you do now.
Then I did. I was a kid. I was 23, probably 22, 23 years old when I was doing that. My voice, once I got into my 30s, I think my voice sounds pretty much the same now as it did on that clip from the Providence thing. But it's not.
Yeah.
The early on stuff was I was still going through puberty, I think.
Can I tell a quick story?
Yes, go ahead. You're bound to do it anyway. Yeah.
Well, that's what you taught me, Doug. You taught me how to just jump right in there and take over, take control.
Yes, go ahead.
We both worked at this on the weekends. We worked at this little dingy radio station in Newton, Massachusetts, WNTN, the voice
Nutton
of Newton.
Radio. Yes.
And what we did was we didn't go on the air. We sat there, and it was all these foreign shows. And the Greek guy would come in and give me $25, and we'd play his tape. And then, you know, Spanish guy play his tape. But while the tapes were playing, Doug had a brand new GTO, Pontiac GTO, and he would go out and he'd be waxing and polishing the car. And myself with a Mustang did the same thing.
Nice. Same thing while the tapes were playing.
How Memories. Do we get that gig now?
All right, happy birthday, thank you, Mr. Marvin. It's 10 before the hour.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
I suppose this is appropriate, as this is probably the most talked about movie of the weekend, Bohemian Rhapsody. Is this from the movie? This is not from the original. This is not Queen's music. This is from the movie, right?
No, no, that is Queen. And everything in the movie is Queen's music. They're all doing lip syncing.
Really? Because this doesn't sound like the original version of this song.
No,
at all.
It is. It is. Huh. Yeah.
Huh.
You know, you could argue that this song might be the most inventive song ever produced.
How is that? There's a clip in the movie that deals with this, with a song that people can sing along with, in a manner of speaking, get engaged in. Yeah.
Right.
So
exactly.
You saw
it. But I saw it. I talked about it on Friday's spot. I like this movie. I thought it was good. You know, it's interesting because after the fact, I read a lot of different articles on a lot of the changes they made in real life history. And some of it, when you read it, is perplexing why they did what they did. A lot of important facts in Freddie Mercury's life. They tweaked in a different direction. Why they felt the need to do it, I'm not quite sure. But as a viewer, I had no idea of the history of some of those things watching the film, so it didn't bother me. And the audience, this film opened number one. It did $50 million, which blew past its tracking. or a cinema score gave it an A, which means audiences really are into this film and dig it. Like I said Friday, I believe this is going to have solid word of mouth, and some of the naysayers critically, I think general audiences for the most part are going to ignore, and this movie is going to do quite well for the next few weeks at the box office.
Yeah, I was debating whether I wanted to go see it or not, and I came down on the side of no. I didn't really want to go see it. I wanted to, but then I didn't want to. I couldn't get enthusiastic about it. There's not much around at the moment. After I saw the movie Hunter Killer, which I thought was a very good action flick, I went to see Old Man with a Gun. I don't see anything else around. And I'm going to admit, Victoria, you're going to laugh at me, I actually did go to see The Dames at Tea. There's an art house movie around with the three.
I haven't heard of that.
Four,
okay.
Oh, it's a very good. Maggie Smith and Judi Dench and two other English actresses who just spend a day talking about their careers. I thought it was fascinating.
Hmm.
Frankly,
and let me just explain the what art house means. Art house means it's an old person's movie that old people go to. So just wanted to bring that out.
So if that's the case, then Tom Hanks is talking about Toy Story 4 that doesn't hit theaters until next summer, but he says he better get some tissues now. Hanks plays. Does the voice of Woody the Cowboy in Toy Story, says that he got emotional recording the final scene, apparently the last week or so they put the final touches on. He says, the way you record Toy Story, you're in a room with a team that's created it. When I went in for the last day of recording, I wanted to have my back to them because usually you're facing them so you can look right up and you can talk about it, but I didn't want to see them. I wanted to pretend they didn't see me. When I realized what they were going for, I realized, oh, this is a moment in history. He talks about the emotional range of the movies, et cetera, how deep and profound they have become. Tim Allen voices Buzz Lightyear. He said he choked up at the end of Toy Story 4 as well. So what do you expect?
Let me ask you another question. Do you think they choked up at the paycheck they got for that movie? They probably both got at least $20 million to do it.
Really?
At least. Yeah. Oh, at least. Yeah. No doubt.
Amazing, huh?
I'm not the biggest animated fan, so I like the Toy Story movies. I thought the last one, the ending of the last one, was very emotional. They're very well made. They're Pixar movies, and they'll make a fortune.
All right. Tell us what else happened at the box office besides Bohemian Rhapsody. What else?
Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, $20 million opening, which is considered weak based on a $140 million budget. Okay. The comedy Nobody's Fool with Tiffany Haddish, $14 million, that on a $19 million budget. A Star is Born continues to do quite well, $11 million, just a 20% drop week to week, $165 million, that film's done in 5 weeks. And Halloween ran out the top five, $11 million, $150 million in 3 weeks, which is pretty good.
That's a big movie then, isn't it, huh? Considering it's as negative and horrible as it is. The fact
you like
that
it that much,
people, medicine. Well, I don't like anything that I can't even watch those trailers and keep my eyes open. Never mind, go to a movie like that. Good God. Chuck Curry is with us here on the DJV program at 59.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.